Gnade sei mit euch und Friede von unserem Herrn und Bruder Jesus Christus. Liebe Gemeinde, zuerst einmal möchte ich Ihnen ganz herzliche Grüße aus Hannover bringen. Vor allen Dingen von unserer Bischöfin für Auslandsarbeit und Ökumene, Frau Petra Bosse-Gruber. Und dann möchte ich mich herzlich bedanken für die Einladung zu diesem Festgottesdienst. Ich freue mich sehr, hier bei Ihnen sein zu können.
Greetings from Bishop Bosse-Huber and greetings from the Protestant Church in Germany to all of you. Thank you for being able to be here today and to take over the sermon. This is a very special jubilee. Today, you remember the history of this church. It was refugees who once founded this church. This touches me in these days. They were Lutheran merchants who were no longer allowed to live their faith in Lyon, so they found a new home here in Geneva. The parish grew, a building was bought and soon replaced by the building we celebrate today in. 250 years ago, on the 9th of February 1766, this church was inaugurated, and until today, it is a home far for the Lutheran Church of Geneva, the German, the English-speaking congregation, and the Malagasy congregation, and even more languages, Lutheran brother and sister congregations who celebrate here. And this house, to build a church, you need stones, stones for the fundament to carry the structure, stones for the roof so it won't rain in, nice stones for the outside facade, and colorful stones for the windows. But the stones alone are not enough for us to feel well protected, to feel at home, to feel sheltered and welcomed. Something else makes a house a home. It may be that an empty church with its candles and stained glass windows invites us for prayer and silence. A church helps us to find new breath. It's a room without hectic and pressure. But this alone is not enough. A church begins to live if you find people there, a community. And that's what the biblical text is talking about. A church does not exist of stones alone. It becomes alive by living stones. In the words of the Epistle of Peter, there is something else that touches me. It's the priestly understanding of the parishioners. Not a single priest is needed, but we all are priests. We all are there to serve our Lord. Just by the power of baptism, just because we are children of God, we are honored to serve within the church. Temples of stone do not guarantee the presence of God, but it's our hearts in which God wants to dwell. In 1 Peter it says, "You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." With these words, Peter draws a vision of a new temple, a vision that already starts now. The temple will not be built out of stones, but out of love and trust of those who trust in God. There will be no priesthood superior to the ordinary believers. There will be mutual love, keeping the peace, so everybody may be a free human being before God, before one another, and before yourself. Or, as you are writing in your parish brochure, a piece of life, a place near God, a home for your soul in the puzzle of the world. A house of living stones is not only a vision for the future. We already are a house of living stones. In the mission statement of the German-speaking congregation, it is written, "Convinced that God's care for us is clearly shown in Jesus Christ, united by the same language, enriched by the international and ecumenical surrounding, we understand ourselves as an open community that provides a house in which God can be experienced, celebrated, thanked for, and appealed to, where we listen to his word and reflect on it, where we together strive to fulfill and put into practice what we think we have understood. An open community that encourages the encounter, the exchange and the engagement of the Christians with different backgrounds living in the Geneva area. An open community that accompanies people in difficult or joyous situations, that gets involved in social and political action, and supports humanitarian projects here and abroad. Jesus Christ is our cornerstone. You could imagine probably that with all these living stones, the different international communities, the different languages, this house would shake and would not be well-founded. But it is said here in 1 Peter that Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. And if we rely on him, if he is our fundament, even the different congregations, the different languages, the different traditions can be and form one common house. If we have Jesus Christ as our cornerstone, this temple will be built. It will be a colorful and a vivid house. With Jesus Christ as the cornerstone, we will have a living temple.
Und der Friede Gottes, der größer ist als all unser Sehen und Verstehen, bewahre unsere Herzen und Sinne in Jesus Christus. Amen.